This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Some people who evacuated from a wildfire in the foothills west of Denver will be allowed to go home this evening. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office says some evacuation orders were lifted at 5 o'clock, but there will be checkpoints to make sure only residents enter the area. The Elephant Butte fire is still burning on about 50 acres near Evergreen, and crews have it 25% contained. El Paso County health officials are warning residents there they need to be more careful about the coronavirus to prevent it from spreading out of control again. About 7% of tests are coming back positive, above health officials' goal of no more than 5%. Susan Whelan is El Paso County's director of public health.
This is a call to action to our community. We need to step it up. And we need people to practice the prevention measures. It's not about one prevention measure. It's about all of them combined.
The health department warned that if local cases tick up much further, hospitals could soon reach capacity and might have to again stop performing elective surgeries. Jefferson County is the latest municipality to require people to wear a face covering in public. The county's Board of Health will meet next week to determine whether to extend the order. Several other counties, including Denver, Boulder, Summit, and Larimer, have issued similar ordinances. The governor has strongly encouraged mask wearing, but has stopped short of declaring a statewide mandate. It's 70 degrees and fair in Fort Collins, and there's a chance of rain this afternoon. Tomorrow we'll see a high of 83. Saturday we'll go up to 99 degrees. This is CPR News.